Today is Thursday, October 15th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I got an email from Church Orchestra. And I was really hopeful, I was really hopeful that... And I don't know if I told you guys this before, but I feel like I did. But they said we had gotten a text that we were going to record something for the Christmas program. And, you know, to be looking out for music and, you know, get our chops up and all that. And that's for those of you who don't play musical instruments or specifically wind instruments, where you actually have to blow into an instrument using your lungs, your lips. You don't really blow, you're using your lips, but for those of you who don't, when we say chops, we're referring to like the muscles in our face that we use to play, like for instance, a trumpet or a flute or a tuba or, you know, whatever. So, and it's kind of generically used, but anyway. And when you don't play for a while, there are muscles. There really are muscles that you use. And when you don't play for a while, it can, you don't have as much endurance, basically. You get tired faster. And a lot of us haven't played since March. So anyway, I got an email saying, hey, choir, orchestra, band. And, you know, when I saw that, I was like, oh, you know, this is not good. So anyway, it says Christmas recording plans, Tuesday, October 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. You know, we're going to, we've loaded the choir and orchestra music and audio recordings on Planning Center, and you should print out your music. We'll record the audio on October 27th from 6 to 8. And there's nothing about COVID at all. Like, there's nothing. And they had said, you know, we can't have an orchestra because of, you know, health guidelines and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, there's another thing that we're going to be filming something for on the next day, on the 28th. You bring your entire family for the filming, and the orchestra and band will be joining us. And, you know, et cetera, et cetera. There'll be 350 people in attendance. And it says, we will be socially distant on chairs that are divided by 6 feet. We're encouraging people to continue wearing masks until filming begins. So that means they're also going to, you know, take off masks for the actual filming. And we're all going to be in a building. So anyway, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to do either one of these things, because I don't think 350 people in a room, even if you're 6 feet apart, like, I don't think that's going to work. Like, you're all in the same, I mean, it's going to work, but I don't, if anyone has COVID in that room, I feel like, you know, you're going to get it. So I don't know, but I feel really pressured, you know, because there are only three trumpet players. And if we, you know, if I don't go, that's, then there's only two. And one of the trumpet players, I know for sure he's going to do it. He already texted me and he was like, oh, have you looked at the music? You know, but I thought it was going to be like something where we would go in, we would be very far apart. There would only be a few people at most, you know, maybe even one. Maybe I would go record my part separately and then they would mix it together with the other ones. And this sounds like we're all just going to be in the same room. And they had said all this time, and, you know, when you're blowing into an instrument, your air is going even further than if you're talking or even singing. And so I don't think 6 feet is even enough. And they don't really mention, the only place that they mention masks or 6 feet is for the filming part. So maybe there is another, you know, the recording, maybe the band and orchestra will be recording separately. you know, because for the choir, they can put them in a huge room and put them very far apart. So, you know, maybe they have plans for the orchestra, and I don't know. But we'll see. I mean, I really want to see what the plans are, because I'm not gonna do it if we're all just gonna be sitting close to each other. You can't wear a mask if you're playing an instrument. So I don't know. So there was that. So last night I didn't work out because we're on a break this week, and I was going to cook. I have a recipe for this chicken spaghetti, this Pioneer Woman recipe, for throwing down with Joe. And I was going to make that last night, but Daniel wanted to meet for something, and I don't even remember what it was now. He wanted to meet for something, and then we ended up recording some content for Level 13, which is our new... Basically, you have to ask to be in it, but it doesn't involve any monetary anything. You just have to email us and, you know, say you want to be in Level 13. And then we ask you to do things like social media related, like retweet this tweet, or, hey, you know, post on your Facebook, advertise Mix Minus Podcast, or, you know, things like that. And it would just be maybe once a month or something like that. We would put out a request saying, hey, would our Level 13 people do blah, blah, blah. And in exchange for that, you get access to content that's not readily available for everyone else. So it's kind of like Patreon, except you're not paying anything. We're not asking for any money from you. We're just trying to get the word out about our podcast. We're trying to get more listeners to the podcast. And so if you want to be in it, you'll get, like, you know, pre and post show recordings. We may do some extra stuff occasionally. And he wanted to record some kind of intro or some kind of introductory podcast, little, you know, 15-minute thing for people. And so we did that. Well, by the time I got done doing that and recording Geeky Gay and the stuff that I, you know, normally do in the afternoon, and I got downstairs, I realized I didn't have long enough to cook the chicken spaghetti. And Mark was still missing, you know, part of a tooth, because he had his dentist appointment today. And I was like, well, I just want to go get food, because I don't have time to cook what I was going to cook, and I didn't have anything else planned. And all the meat that we've got is frozen, so I'm not really ready. I mean, except for the chicken thighs and the sausage that are in the chicken spaghetti, all the other meat is in the freezer. And, you know, this is our last week before I'm going to go on Weight Watchers. So I was like, well, I'm just going to go pick up something. And he said, you know, I'll just do ramen because that's soft, and I'll go with you. You can pick up your food and then come back. So we went and picked up Freddy's and came back. And then I worked a little bit on setting up the feed for Level 13. So I had to do, it's going to be a WordPress thing where mixminuspodcast.com is now a WordPress site, but the feed is going to be like a secret feed that we generate using WordPress. And that's how we will, you know, have a separate feed for that stuff. And that's, you know, that's about all I did last night. Mark and I watched, I want to say it's The Haunting of Bly Manor, but I could be wrong about that title. They've had all these haunting, like The Haunting of Hill House. And I feel like there was a second season of that. I'm not really sure. On Netflix. And so we watched that last night, and while I did some, you know, work for the Level 13 stuff, and that was about all I did last night. I need to do some, well, I don't need to, but I would like to do some more work on the Pride 48 stuff that I'm working on, the bot that I'm creating for Pride 48. I did go ahead and pay for the pro account on IFTTT just to get us through until I'm able to get this bot working. And I'm only paying like $4 a month or something, so it's not a big deal. But eventually I want to get it all transferred over to this bot and then stop paying that. And it's a good service, but I just pay, we pay for so many little services, me personally, but also Pride 48, you know, like the email accounts that we have for Pride 48, we have to pay for that. And the hosting for the website and the hosting for the streaming server. And, you know, we have to pay for like our newsletter that we do monthly or whatever. That's using MailChimp, and we have to pay for that. And then because there's some features we need, and I don't know. And then there are all these plugins for the website that we need to do various things that we do, and all of that, you know. And it's not a huge amount of money, but it's just like, we don't need one more thing that we have to pay for if I can program it myself. Plus it, you know, keeps me doing technical stuff so I don't forget how to do all that stuff. So hopefully I'll work a little bit on that tonight. And I don't know, I haven't decided yet, but I bought one of those trays that rest on top of your bathtub that you can like put a glass, you know, like your glass of beer or wine. You can put a book up there if you're reading a book. You can, there's little inserts for like soap and all kinds of stuff. So I bought one of those and it fits perfectly, but I have not taken a bath since it came in. So at some point I really want to take a bath and try it out, but I don't know if that's going to be tonight or maybe I'll do it over the weekend. I'm not really sure. And then I want to watch Amazing Race tonight as well. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.